Okay, we're on Chav Beis Amid Beis, 22B1, all the way at the bottom of the page. No, we just started the Mishnah, but we said then we're going to start it again, because we just gave last week an introduction, the dinam of an Eved Kanani. You know, you have to give him a bris, and you have to bring him to the mikveh, and you have to do all those things. Okay, now the Mishnah is coming into the actual din, how you acquire an Eved Kanani. So the Mishnah says like this: Eved Kanani niktam bekasiv shtar bechazak. An Eved Kanani is not an Eved Ivri. Okay, there's a guy who becomes your slave. So how do you acquire him? Either by money, meaning if you pay for him, or shtar, a document, or a chazaka. And the Gemara is going to explain exactly what chazaka means, but chazaka basically means you do something to the Eved, or you make him work for you, that shows a sign that you're controlling him. That's the chazaka. And what?
Are you buying this Eved Kanani from a Jew?
From a it doesn't matter. From a goy or from a Jew? Because a Jew, like you said, you can buy him from a Jew, you can buy him from a goy. He's in possession, you can buy and sell.
I know, but if you buy him from a goy and he's Eved is a goy, what has to do with halacha?
Oh, we're speaking obviously when the Jews had control of Eretz Yisrael. So even the goyim were subject to Jewish law. Yeah, otherwise, I mean, you can't come to America and, there's no slavery, if there'd be slavery, say, okay, I'm going to buy him with a shtar. I mean, then you have to go according to the law of the land. Right. We're speaking in Eretz Yisrael when the goyim are bound by Torah law, because it was in Eretz Yisrael, so then these are the ways they acquire it. Basically, it's the same way you acquire land. Land you acquire with money, or shtar, or chazaka. So it says, this is the way an Eved, because like we learned, before the Mishnah said, an Eved Ivri is not, an Eved Ivri is only Ukraine and Shtar, Kesef and Shtar. You can't buy a Jewish slave with Chazaka. Only Kesef and Shtar, the Mishnah said before. So by Eved Kanani, it's an additional Kinyan, is Chazaka. Okay, Nesatzmai, how does he acquire himself? How does he become no more Eved? So it says like this, Bekesef Ayidei Achedim, if other people give money to the master to redeem him, or Bishtar Ayidei Atzmai, or if the master gives the Shtar a freedom. It's called the Get Shichrur. Get is a document. Get Shichrur means a document of freedom into the hands of the Eved. Now, the Gemara is going to explain, he can't give his own money. Because an Eved has no money. Because the din by Eved Kanani, anything the Eved owns, the master owns. So therefore, how can the Eved buy his own freedom if he doesn't have any money? So therefore, this opinion says, if somebody else gives money to the master to buy the Eved, then he becomes free. Or shtar ayidei atzmi. If the master gives him the shtar, so then he becomes free. So then he becomes free. So it's interesting. Gemara is going to discuss, l'chaida, if I give him the shtar, if I give him the document, it's not his either. Because whatever the Eved owns belongs to the master. So how did I give him a shtar? So the Gemara uses the expression later, Gita v'yodai boim ke'echad. Simultaneously, he's acquiring the shtar and freedom simultaneously at the same time. So mainly, he's able to acquire it.
I thought the Eved Kanani was forever an Eved.
What? No, he could buy his freedom. That's what the Mishnah is saying.
No,
the master is not allowed to free him for no reason. But if he buys himself freedom, he buys himself freedom. But this Divrei Rav Meir, this is what Rav Meir holds. Okay? And the Gemara is going to explain Rav Meir. But the Gemara says, Chachamim Meir, Chachamim so no. Bekesev Ayidei Atzmei. The money could be somebody else, he's even his own money. And then second he's going to explain what that means. Uvishtar Ayidei Achedim. And the document he can give to other people to free him. And the Gemara is also going to explain what that means. What do you mean other people get the document for him? But, ubelvad shiakesev mishalachedim. But the money has to belong to other people. In other words, like this. He says, when the Eved, according to the Chacham, he could redeem himself by paying his own money. Right? He could pay himself, he could redeem himself by giving his own money.
He doesn't have money, so.
Oh, one second. Okay. So the Chacham are explaining what does it mean that only the case is the money belonged to other people. And they're giving it to him in order to redeem himself. Because otherwise, the Chachamim hold, if let's say the Eved got money because he found the article in the street. Yeah? It doesn't belong to him, it belongs to the master. Right?
That's right.
So where does he get money from? The Chachamim just explained what is the case when the Eved has money. It's speaking in a case when the money belonged to others and they're giving it to the Eved on the condition
that
he should be able to free himself. The Meir holds that wouldn't be good. And I was going to explain what the argument to the Meir and the Chachamim are. But the Meir holds that wouldn't be good. It has to be dafka other people money, giving people money straight to the master. The Chachamim hold, the Eved can give the money himself, but it has to be other people's money that they gave him on the condition that he becomes freed. Or like the same thing applies to a woman, by the way. Normally, the Gemara said, whatever a wife acquires belongs to the husband. What happens if somebody gives the wife money on the condition that your husband doesn't have it? Then she doesn't. Or in this case of the Eved. The Achedim, the Chacham are saying, they're giving the Eved money on the condition that the master doesn't have it.
Right.
Then what the Eved gets doesn't go to the master. In fact, there's an interesting discussion in the Rishonim. When the Gemara says that whatever an Eved acquires goes to the master, yeah? Does it mean that the Eved acquires it and then it goes to the master? Or does it mean it immediately goes straight to the master? In other words, when Eved picks up something he finds in the street, does it mean it's his and then he has to give it over to the master? That's one way of learning. Or other Rishonim learn, no. The second the Eved picks it up, it's the master. He has no entity of his own. He is the master. And therefore it's the master's aveda, the master's money, whatever it may be. Okay, so now the Gemara says like this. Minalon, from where do we learn that an Eved could be acquired through money? Where do we learn that Eved Kanani could be acquired through money? So Gemara said, because it says in the Pasuk, Yisnachaltam Esem Lebneichem Acharechem Loreshes Achuza. About an Eved Kanani, the Torah says, you should give them over as a Yerusha, as an inheritance to your children, Loreshes Achuza, for a permanent holding. So, Hakeshin Hakosuv L'stei Achuza. The fact that the Torah calls it Achuza, and there's another Pasuk, Stei Achuza, so the Torah likens an Eved to a field. Meaning, just like a field, you can acquire with money, shtar, or chazaka. The same thing the Torah likens an Eved to land. So the same way Eved Kanani is also acquired just like land. So Gemara says, how do we know an Eved Kanani could be acquired with kesef? Poshet, the Pasuk likens Eved to karka. If karka could be bought with land, money, Eved could also be bought with money. And there's another interesting thing. I don't know how it works today. It's a whole different story with banks, with mortgages, with a whole bunch of things. What happens if you, I think we mentioned this, you buy a piece of land, $1,000. You're not putting down $1,000. You're putting down $10. Yeah? So the din is, in halacha, that you own the entire land. The rest of the money, the other $990, right, is a loan. But the kinyan of $1 million piece of property, the kinyan of kesef, doesn't have to be the value of the karka. It's any pruta, as long as it's a pruta, obviously, less than a pruta is not money. Once you pay a pruta, you are kind of the entire land. You owe a debt, yeah, you have to pay the debt of the, they call mortgage, or no, whatever it is, but the kinyan, the Tasas and Chesh Mishman, the yukaina, the land just with a pruta. You can't say, the guy can say, okay, no, you only acquired a pruta worth of land, I changed my mind, and the other land you don't get. He acquires the entire land with the pruta, and he owes him the money as a loan. It matters a lot in halacha about the kinyan, how much of it you acquire, and so on. So it says, Eved is the same thing. So now the Gemara asks, Shaila, if that's the case, if you're likening an Eved to a field, then just like a field goes back in Yovel, so should an Eved. If Eved is likened to Karka, the Gemara says, Imaste Achuza, Chedzeres Lebalim B'Yovel, just like, if that's the case, just like a field goes back to the Balim Yovel, if so, Af Eved Kanani Chedzer Lebalim B'Yovel, so then you should go back to the Baal, which in this case, by the way, would mean
go back freedom.
Right. Huh?
Freedom.
Let's say he bought him from a goy. Yeah? Or the Eved Kanani sold himself. The Eved Kanani could also sell himself, yeah? He could sell himself as an Eved. So then, l'chayda, if you're likening him to karka, then he should be entirely likened to karka, and let him go back by yevil. Sigmar says no. Because Talmud Leimer, because the Torah says, l'aylam bahem taveidu. They have to work forever. L'aylam means forever. Tesis over here asks the question, maybe it means olam of yevil, by an eved when you pierce his ears. Like with an eved ivri, the Torah avada l'aylam. Which means Yovel. Yeah. So maybe Vavod La'ilam, La'ilam Bam Tavaydu means only in Yovel. Then the Torah shouldn't have said anything. If the Torah didn't say anything, and we liken Evet to Karka, then it would be clear that he goes back out by Yovel. In other words, says, really, an Evet should be freed by Yovel.
But it says ancestral heritage.
Yeah, but just like a field. What's the din by a field? Yovel, it goes out of this ownership. Right? If that's the case, then that should also be. It should also go out by Yevil. So Taisa says, but then the Torah shouldn't have said anything. The fact that the Torah says La'elam Bam Tavaydu can't mean Yevil, it means forever. Okay. So this is the Gemara. So therefore, the Torah says, Eved Kanani, Yokaina with Kesef. We learned that because a field is like mamish like a field. By the way, we're going to learn later in the Gemara, in many, many dinim, besides Yovel, which is a clear pasuk that he works forever, an Eved is mamish like land. Meaning, you don't swear on land, there's a din, you don't swear on karka, you don't swear on avodim. You know, all the dinim that apply to land, apply to an Eved. Except this, there's Xeris HaKosuv, lo elam b'hem tavoidu. You know, in fact, there's an interesting machlekes in the Rishonim, if that's a mitzvah or not. Because l'cheir it says, l'elam bohem ta'veidu, is a positive mitzvah. Right? So some Rishonim learn, it's not a real, it's not one of the Ramach mitzvahs I say. It's only a proper thing the Torah says. Because there's the whole, we learned that in the first page of Gemara Shabbos, a long time ago. Rabbi Lazar came into the show and freed his Eved, right? Eved Kanani to make a minion. Yeah? So Taisus asked for the first Taisus in Shabbos, Locheri, he transgressed a positive mitzvah of Le'elam Bam Taveidu. Right? And you don't say sin that your friend should merit. So Taisus answers, davening with a minion is so important, it's such a big mitzvah, you could do Le'elam Bam Taveidu. But other Rishonim answer, that it's not really a positive mitzvah. It's only a good advice. So therefore, he didn't do any Aveda. He didn't do anything wrong by freeing the Eved. So you can't ask, how did he do an Aveda to do a mitzvah? Because he didn't do an Aveda, because there's no mitzvah in the Torah that he has to work forever.
Free him,
he's yeah. A full-fledged Jew.
Right
away, doesn't have to go to mikveh. It says he has to go to mikveh again, but even before mikveh, full-fledged Jew. That's what it says in halacha.
And meanwhile, that as the Eved has to keep Shabbos.
As an Eved Kanani, all the mitzvahs for women have to keep. Yeah. Right.
And since he's already circumcised, once he's freed, he's hopeless.
Just go to the mikveh as a final purification. Yeah, but he's a Jew just by freeing him. Okay, then the Gemara says, Tana, we learned in the Braise, Af b'chalifin. You can also do it. Our Mishnah doesn't say this. Our Mishnah says you acquire an Eved, Knani, in one of three ways. Kesef, Shtar, Chazaka. In a Braise, it adds a fourth dimension. Even Chalipin. What does Chalipin mean? You exchange one article for the next. I give you a handkerchief, and therefore you acquire the land. No, I give you a handkerchief, I acquire the land. I give you something that's called the exchange. So the Gemara says, V'tana didon. Why does the Artana leave it out? Because the fact that Artana says, an Eved is kind of Kesef Shtar Chazaka, why doesn't it mention Chalipin? So Gemara says like this. Not that they argue on the din. The din is correct. Why doesn't the Mishnah say it? Because Milsa the Lesser B'mitautalin Kotani. Our Mishnah only says things that don't apply to movable, tangible items. Milsa the Isa B'mitautalin, but something that exists that you could acquire mitautalin, the Mishnah doesn't mention. In other words, like this. Kesef, Shtar, and Chazaka do not acquire monetary movable objects, tangible objects, only land. Chalipin, exchange kinyan, does acquire metaltalin. So the Gemara answers, our Mishnah is only mentioning things that don't apply by tangible items. Because the truth is, an Eved is tangible. An Eved is not land, it's not connected to the ground. An Eved is tangible items. So the Mishnah says like this, with Chalipin, for sure he could be Kaina. Because he's Metautalin, and that's the way Metautalin could be Kaina. Our Mishnah is saying things that Metautalin cannot be Kaina, only with Karka. So what is these things? In Kesef Shtar Chazaka. And like we learned, Metautalin cannot be Kaina with money. If I sell you the Sefer, okay, and you don't pick it up, you just give me $5 for it, and I take the $5, you still did not acquire the Gemara. Because Metaltlin is not Kaina, not with Kesef, not with Shtar, not with Chazaka. It has to be only land. So the Gemara says like this. Shmuel said like this. The Gemara is discussing other Kinyonim, how to be Kaina an Eved. Shmuel says, Eved Kanani Nikna B'Mashicha. You can pull him. I don't want to say Lahavdu, but an animal, how do you acquire an animal? So certain animals you pick up. Like if you want to buy a dog, a little dog, a cat.
Chicken.
A chicken. You pick it up, you acquire it. How do you supposed to pick up an axe? An elephant? You're not going to pick it up. So one of the Kinyonim is Mashicha, you pull it. So pulling it, four Amis, Mashiach becomes a Kinyan. So Shmuel says, an Eved Ivri, Eved Kanani, is kind of be Mashiach. So Mar says, Ketzad, like, what's the case? He says, talk for you, Ba'etzli. If the buyer grabs the Eved, and he schleps him, he's kind of. But, Kura or Ba'etzli, what happens if you call the Eved? You tell the Eved, come here. And he comes to you, Laikana, that's not a Kenyan. And the Gemara is going to explain, by an animal it works, it's a Kenyan, but not by a person. So Shmuel says like this, an Eved you could be kind of with Mashicha, but that's only if you mamash literally grab him, schlep him to you. But if you call him and he comes to you, that's not a Mashicha Kenyan for an Eved. So the Gemara says like this, Bishleim Elatana Didon, I understand why our Tana doesn't mention Mashicha. Because now the question is, if our Mishnah says an Eved Kanani is kind of Kesef Shtar Chazaka, okay, Chalipin we don't mention, and the Braisa does, because that's Metaltalin. But why doesn't mention Mashicha in our Mishnah? So our Mishnah, I understand why not. Because our Mishnah is only talking about Kinyonim of land. Mashicha is a metaltalin. So our Mishnah is not mentioning it. It doesn't mention chalipin. It doesn't mention Mashiach. But el latana bra. But according to the Tana of the Braisa, nisna Mashiach. Well, if it mentions chalipin, then it should mention Mashiach also, because those are kinyonim that you could acquire in Eved. So Gemara says like this: Kik tani. What does it learn? The Braisa, milsa de isa. Only something that's effective for land and for movable items. Meaning, the Tana says, chalipin. Chalipin is good by land and by metaltalin. But, meshicha, the metaltale isa. By metaltalin, it's good. But, karkalesa, you can't acquire land with meshicha. You can't acquire land by pulling it. Like Tani, it doesn't. Then you're not, he doesn't mention it. But the pearl is interesting. The Gemara says so far that you could be kind and Eved Kanani in five ways. Our Mishnah says Kesef Shtar and Chazaka. Our Mishnah says three. The Braisa says Chalipin. And Shmuel adds Mashicha. So any one of these Kinyonim would be good by an Eved. So now the Gemara is discussing Shmuel's din. It says, Ketzad, Shmuel said, how are you kain an eved with Mashicha? What do you do? Talk for your ba etzloi. If you drag him and he comes to you, kana, you acquire the eved. What happens, kadol ba etzloi. If you call him and he comes to you, say, hey, come here. And he comes, loi kana. So the Gemara says, no. Or kadol loi, if you call him and he comes, it's not Mashicha. Vatanya, but we learned in the Braisa, kase b'mesira, How are you kind an animal? By handing it over. Next Mishnah discusses that. And it says, either besara, if you grab it, I'm sorry, you skipped. Ochos betalfa. How do you acquire an animal? So the Mishnah over there says like this. Either you hold on to the hoofs, or besara, you grab its hair, or like they call it, the mane of a horse. Bishalav shaleha, with the load that's strapped onto it, bezug shebetzavara, or the bell that's on his neck, kana. That's how you acquire it. You can't pick up the whole animal, obviously. You can't pick up an elephant. But if you pick up those parts of the animal, you're kind of. Then he says, keitze b'meshicha. How are you kind of meshicha? What's the kinya meshicha? It says, karala v'hiba. If you call the animal and it comes to you, or hikisha b'makel, whatever, you took a stick, you hit the cow, you know, on the back, and the animal goes, or v'ratzel fun of it ran. So it says, what's the kinyan? Kivin sha'akra yad v'regel, as soon as the animal, by you're hitting it, or by calling it, the animal lifts up its front foot, which is called yad, and regel, which is a hind. In Gemara, an animal also has yad v'regel. The two front feet are called yad, the behind feet are called regel. Because that's how we differentiate between the front and the back of the animal. So it says, once the animal picked up his hand and foot, meaning front and hind leg, kana.
Even by doing so, he's running away?
Yeah. But if he ran because of you, so obviously, it's either from hefker. We're talking about either I sell you an animal, right? So if I sell you a horse, how are you going to be kind of the horse? Money is not a kinyan by metaltalin.
I understand, but if the animal is loose and it's
the wild, bottom line is the animal went because of you, that's a kinyan.
So you're kind of a wild animal that's running away?
No, only if it ran because of you.
I understand.
Not because he looked at your face.
I understand. You made it go away, now it's yours.
If you hit it,
it's not half-care anymore, but it's yours, and right, you have to run after
it. Yeah, you have to catch it.
If you want.
If you don't want, you don't have to get it.
That just doesn't sound like a logical way of acquiring a...
It shows a sign of ownership and bossiness over the animal.
Mashiach is much more practical.
I understand, but it doesn't have to be Mashiach. Okay. He's saying, by the way, this is the kinyan of Mashiach. There's a kinyan by animals called Mesira that we just learned. If you hold on to the hoofs or the mane or whatever it is, or another kinyan for animals is Mashiach. Either, bottom line of Mashiach is, because of you, the animal walked, either, this opinion says, it moves its front leg and hind leg. Rav Asi v'Ari, Rav Acha says, "Achetahalech lefan of malei kamasi." It has to walk the full length of the animal. Let's see, the animal is 4 feet long. The animal has to walk 4 feet. If it's 5 feet, it has to walk 5 feet. The first opinion says the second it moves its front leg and hind leg, it's a kin. Rav Acha says it has to be a little bit more. One second. The bottom line is, the Gemara is asking a good question now. Here we see by an animal that if you call it and it comes, it's Mashiach. So why does Shmuel say by an Eved, if you hit it, or you grab it and it comes, you're kind. If you call it to come and it comes, it's not called Mashiach. So Amishmar says very simply, one has brains and one doesn't. Meaning like this, Behema adaita demara ozla. The animal obeys is because of the master's will. There's no free choice by an animal. Okay? The Eved, if you call him to come, he can either come or not come. When he comes, it's not because of the guy, it's because he decided to come. So therefore, you're not kind to him. You're not showing ownership because the guy is coming because you called him. An animal that you call and come has no free will, has no das. So he comes totally because of you. By a person, the coming says, I ever adaita the nafshe ka'ozl. Okay? And in other words, Rav Ashi Omar, but Rav Ashi said, Eved katan, in this respect then, Eved, who's a minor, is like a behemoth that if you call him and he comes, then you are kind to him. Because he doesn't have das. He doesn't have seichel. So when he comes, it's like, not that he chose with his own free will to come or not to come. So, based on this din we said before, Rav Ashi holds, Mashiach of calling an Eved Katan, and he comes, then you would be kind to him.
Rabbi, if you confer the slave to the land, why are we talking about Mashiach? Does Shmuel disagree that slave...
No, Shmuel's not disagreeing. Shmuel is like this. An Eved really is Metaltalin. Okay? So really, the only kinyonim that should work for an Eved is also work by Metaltalin. The Chiddush of the Mishnah of the Torah basically is that because there's a pasuk that likens Eved to Karka, you also acquire an Eved through the kinyonim of Karka. But Metaltalin, for sure, the kinyonim are good.
Shmuel would agree with the Mishnah cases too.
He's not going to argue with the Mishnah. He can't. Now, Shmuel's adding in addition to the Mishnah. He's also called Mashiach. Why doesn't the Mishnah mention it? Because the Mishnah is telling a Chiddush that an Eved, you could be kainu with the kinyonim of Metaltalin. That's a given, because an Eved is Metaltalin. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is that even the kinyonim of land also apply to an Eved. But that Metaltalin applies for sure. Somebody else was saying something.
What was the case that the... Someone buys the Eved and just says, I just bought you, let's go. And he walks by his mind. He walks, let's go home.
That's Mashiach. Well, listen, I can't come to your Eved and say, come here, and he walks to me and I'm kind to him. I mean, the guy has to sell him.
Yeah, he sells them.
Yeah. Yeah. According to, well, only if it's an Eved Katan.
And if not, if it's an Eved.
Then calling him coming is not enough. You have to hit him when he comes.
Oh, you have to hit him?
Huh? Not hit him, to grab him and pull him.
Whatever. What's the similarity?
Spouse grabs the spouse, come home here with me.
He just said that he's not kone because if he comes, he's not on his dad.
Right.
But what about if he comes by his dad? You just tell him, I just bought you, let's go home.
And it's not a Kenyan. It wouldn't
because
be a Kenyan.
I
imagine from the Gemara that's what the implication is. He would not be Kenyan. What do you mean he's not Kenyan? Both could change their mind on the deal. Because until you acquire it, could change your mind. But
I'm sorry, it's partly because I came late, so I apologize. But when you were saying that you can acquire a cow by making it move, this is after you paid money for it?
Doesn't matter. Money does nothing to do with it.
It's just like found in the middle of a field or something? Or?
Yeah, if you... Well... If it's yours, I can't acquire it without your permission.
Right.
But I'm saying, if I go to the desert, and there's a lost animal, an ownerless animal, and I call the animal, and it comes, or I hit it and it goes, yeah, I acquire it. I can't acquire your animal against your will. I can't come to your animal and say, okay, come here, hit it, and it walks, and it's mine. Yeah, it doesn't work like that.
So if you what?
Doesn't work with a human being. Yeah. Only with an animal, or an avid cotton. Right.
What's the similarity between a cotton and an animal?
Because a cotton also has no das.
If you call it,
it's again, it's yours. You're calling, not the kids. Yeah.
But also with a cow, if you acquire my cow and you give me $100, if you did not pull it yet, you did not acquire. I got the money, $100. You did not acquire the cow.
Correct.
I'm just trying to.
Right. Yeah. The Gemara says, technically, we can either one of us change their mind, because if there was no kinyan yet,
right,
until the deal's a deal, there's no kinyan. But the Gemara in Bava Metzia, the Mishnah says, Misha parta midara mablu midara floga, he parta misha ena emid bidibure. In other words, the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, the Mishnah says in Bava Metzia, that if I give you $5 for a Gemara, okay, so I don't acquire the Gemara yet, because I didn't pick it up. But if you change your mind, or I change your mind against the will of the other party, you go to Beis Din and you get cursed.
Meaning what?
The Beis Din curses you that the God that punished the door of the flood and the door of the door of Floga should punish one who doesn't keep his word. But the Gemara explains the Mishnah that's only if you paid money. In other words, if I say to you, sell me the Gemara, and you say, okay, no money was changed, no kinyan was done, we could both change our mind. Okay? But if I give you money, even though I didn't acquire it because tangible items are not kind of with money, if either of us changes mind, if we both agree, there's no problem, you know, everybody's happy. But if, let's say, I still want it and you don't, or you don't want, you know, whatever, then you go to Bez, you might just go to Bez and they curse you for not keeping your word. Yeah, you should know in business, and even there's a din, it's called minigatagrim. Okay, minigatagrim means many, besides what the Gemara says, there are certain kinyonim that if business people have such a custom,
customer in the industry,
that a deal is sealed in a certain way, that's called a kinyan that you're not allowed to change your mind. For instance, I don't know in America, but I was told like in Antwerp, okay, when people are dealing in diamonds, I'm not talking about $2 diamonds, you're talking about big stuff, right? And they shake, and they say, Mazel Lebracha, the deal's done. Nothing, no money was changed, nothing. The deal's over. Then I'll be din, it's a shaila, if you can, you can't really break the deal. The deal's a deal, can't change your mind. Because the custom of business is this is a kinyan. But
why go to the extent of making a formal curse in court when Hashem's going to take care of it anyway?
When the courts do it, just get still get more scared.
Okay.
People are more scared of people than God, trust me.
One doctor, I'm sure it was addressed. What? What's the necessity to do some physical activity to acquire something? Picking it up, pulling it, pushing it.
How do you change ownership?
Comes out of one's
shoes
and enters.
I understand. That's what happens. But how does that happen?
Through monetary exchange in America.
No. So I'm saying. So the Torah says, for land, money is a kinyan, and for tangible items, the Torah says it's not.
That has some physical
activity. Well, the Gemara learns out from Sukkim, I think.
Something
has to be physical activity. But there's also a difference in a kinyan between. There's two types of a kinyan in this respect. Like, for instance, if I see something hefker, free for all, I find something in the street, right? And I pick it up and I acquire it. Nobody's giving it to me. There's nobody, it's ownerless. If it's hefker, it's ownerless. then nobody is giving it to me, but I acquire it anyway by picking it up. Normally, if I sell you something, there's two people involved. There's my giving and your taking. By hefker, by ownerless, there's only taking. Now, it's understood that when a kinyan has a giver and a taker, it's twice as strong. To change ownership, if there's an intent of the giver, an intent of the receiver, it's much stronger than if there's no intent of the giver. And this is in practical halacha. For instance, a katan under Bar Bas Mitzvah cannot acquire something from Hefker. Because they don't have brains, as we've read word brains. Most kids are smarter than the adults. They don't have das, it's das, not seichel. They don't have the das, the maturity, to acquire. But if somebody gives a child something, over six, not under six, over six, then he does acquire it.
That giver has to be over age?
Yeah, yeah. A kid can take, he can't give. A kid can take, because taking is easier kinyan than giving.
Even if it's his own property?
Al pidin, again, I'm not going into today's halacha. If you gave your kid, you bought your kid an expensive watch, he's 10 years old and you bought him a nice watch, yeah? And the watch cost, let's say, $100, yeah? And the kid sells it in school for $5. Or for a bar of chocolate. Yeah?
Three bars of chocolate.
Three bars of chocolate.
There's a kid with sale.
Okay. Did the kid sell the watch up he didn't? And the guy gave him the three bars of chocolate, then he picked up the watch, and all it's good. And the kid goes home. Hey, mom, look what I just bought for three bars of chocolate.
And the kid also acquired two
pies. And the other kid goes home and gets beat up for selling the... It's not a kinyan. The din is because there's what's called das makne. By the way, this is very important in the upcoming Gemara, so all these concepts of kinyanim. There's das makne and das kaina. Das kaina means the guy acquiring it. Das makne means the guy giving it over. Okay? In kinyan, das makne is more important than das kaina. The giver is more important than the receiver. Therefore, a kid over six, if you give him something, not ownerless, you give him something, he could acquire it. But he can't. That's why we learned by lulav. It's a problem giving a kid a lulav. Because if you're going to give the kid a lulav, let's say you're going to give a 10-year-old kid a lulav. Yeah? If you give it to him, then he acquires it. But then he can't give it back to you, so it's not yours anymore. And it's supposed to be lochem. The child, if it helps by a kid or not.
Let me ask you this question.
What's that? Because once you give him matone, it's a child if it works by a kid or not. I'm saying it doesn't matter because... But it says in halacha.
Should you do this with your baby?
No, but by the kids, you only do it for chinuch. The father's not intending to give it to him. He's giving it to the kids to do chinuch of education of the bench lulav and you're not giving it. If the father knows that halacha, you taka don't give it to him.
So you should do that with any kid.
Correct. Correct.
You don't mean to
give right. But so there's different kinyonim. You understand? The best, powerful, the most powerful kinyon is when there's a giver and receiver.
Both overage.
Both overage. Right. Then it's 100% kinyan in all aspects. If it's ownerless and an adult takes it, he acquires it. If a kid gets it, ownerless, the kid doesn't acquire it. Therefore, the Mishnah says in Bava Metzia, it's a Mishnah in Bava Metzia, what happens if a kid walks in the street and finds a diamond? Yeah? And I see this kid finding a diamond. And I know the halacha that a kid doesn't acquire it. So I go to him and twist his arm and grab the diamond out of his hand. Lochayit, it's mine. Wow. But the Mishnah says you're not allowed to do that. Bifnei darke shalom. You don't want kicking, biting, yelling, scratching, fighting going on. So Chum said you can't take it away from the kid. that it belongs to the kid's father. But technically, biblical law, without the chachamim's takana, biblical law, if a kid picks something up in the street and you beat him up and take the thing or grab it away from him, it's yours. If you do that to an adult, you're a ganef.
My woman has all these animals over her top.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a quick question. What if a father buys his son a watch, and now it's the son's watch, and then the father decides to take it away and give it away? Halachically, is there any laws broken?
If the father gave it to the kid, it's a shailin halacha if he's allowed. But if the father supports the kid, then technically whatever the kid owns belongs to the father anyway. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Rabbanan learned like this. In the Mishnah it said, okay, so we discussed Kesef, right? Now one of the things the Mishnah says is Chazaka. Chazaka means doing something to the Eved that shows ownership. So the Gemara says, Ketzer b'Chazaka. What's Chazaka? So it says, Hetirulei min olei, if the slave removed the shoe for him. Or heilach kelev achrav lebeis ha-mechet. But he carries the master's stuff to the bathhouse for him. Hefshita, he undresses him. Hechita, he washed him. Socha, rubbed him with oil. Gerda, he used to scrape his skin. These are all things, by the way, the avodim used to do to the masters. He used to carry the stuff to the bathhouse. He used to wash them. He used to undress them, like the butlers used to do. But these were mamash avodim. Or hilbishik, then he dresses him. By the way, it doesn't have to be all of these. It's any one of these. Or in Hila, puts a shoe on. Hegbiya, he lifts him up. In other words, he lifts the master into bed. Picks him up, puts him into bed. Kane, all these types of things are the kinyan of Chazaka, and he acquires them. Amar Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon said, Leite Chazaka, gdele me Agba. Chazaka should not be greater than Agba. The Gemara is going to explain what Rav Shimon means. Shagbal kaina bakel mokim. Hagbah, picking up something is an acquisition. So the same thing Rav Shimon says, Chazaka shouldn't be greater than Hagbah. So Gemara says, Maikam, what does he mean? What does Rav Shimon mean by what he's saying? Rav Ashi says like this. Higbiyai, this is what the Chachamim hold. The first Tana says, Higbiyahu l'rabi kone. The first Tana holds like this. If the Eved picked up the master, then he's kind to him.
He's kind to the master?
No! The Eved...
It's a dumb, very dumb question. If the Eved picks up the master, did he acquire
him? No, that's what I'm saying. Then the master acquires the Eved, because that's the job of the Eved. Right. What happens, Igbiya Rabbalai? What happens, though, if the master picks up the Eved?
Why not?
One second. That's what the Chachamim hold. Amar Rav Shimon, Leite Chazaka Gdela Me Hagba. Why should Chazaka be better than Hagba? Luchayra, if the master picks up the Eved, he should acquire him. The first opinion holds only if the Eved picks up the master, because then he's serving the master, so the master acquires the Eved. So it comes along Rav Shimon and says, 1 minute. If that's the case, the reverse should also be good. If the master picks up the Eved, picks him up, why shouldn't he acquire him? Picking up an object also always acquires
but
it.
It's an act of servitude.
1 second. So the Gemara says, I'm Rav Shimon. So Rav Shimon says, Chazaka is not any better than Agba. So Rav Shimon holds then, that if you pick up the Eved, then you acquire the Eved too. The first opinion says no. Picking up the Eved doesn't show you're his master.
What does it mean Chazaka is not stronger than Hagba? I know what Chazaka means.
Chazaka means a sign of ownership.
Okay?
So, Chazaka means a sign of ownership. That the Eved is serving you.
Okay.
So if the Eved picks you up and puts you in bed, that shows that he served you.
Right.
If the master picks up the Eved, what sign of ownership is that?
What does Hagba mean?
Picking it up.
Oh.
Comes along at Rav Shimon and says, you're right. It might not be Chazaka because you're not showing ownership by picking up the Eved, but why is it worse than Hagba? And Hagba is Kenyan, so Rav Shimon holds Taka, it is Kenyan. But the Chachamim hold, Chazaka is only when there's a sign of ownership. If there's no sign of ownership, you can't do it.
But picking up is a sign of ownership.
Yeah. But not according... because the difference is like this.
Not in this context. The context is... The context is... antithesis to being served.
No. The difference is like this. He explains this at the bottom also. If I pick up... No. Let's say I want to buy a cow from you. And I'm going to do Mashiach. I'm going to do Mashiach in your barn. It's not a Kenyan. Because in your place, where did I show ownership? I showed ownership that I moved the animal in your barn. That's ownership. That's a sign that I own it. Yeah, but it's in your barn. No, I'm saying, if it's your barn, how does that show that I own it? Hagbah, one second. Hagbah, though, is kaina. The buyer could be kaina through picking up, even in the domain of the seller.
What? How come he has possession?
Because that shows possession. Moving it from one place to the next. If you have your mother-in-law come to your house, she starts moving furniture around. Or everything else.
Yeah, but if a guy just picks it up, what if he doesn't approve it? It shows possession, but maybe he doesn't.
No, I'm saying if he wants to sell it. If he doesn't want to sell it, I can't come to your house and start acquiring your house.
Yeah, it's legally stolen, though. It's starting to get stolen.
It is.
It's legally stolen. If he takes it and takes it.
No, if your intent, by the way, if your intent is to acquire it, to steal it, the second you pick it up, it's stolen.
That's right.
Yeah. And then you're responsible for whatever happens to it. No, it's a difference because once you steal something, no matter what happens to the object, the biggest accident, whatever, once you steal it, you have to pay for it.
4 or 5 times.
Yeah. So let's say I pick it up, I come to your house with the intent of stealing, I pick up your $1,000 vase, whatever you call it, and all of a sudden, earthquake happens, and it drops out of my hands, and you have to pay for it. Because you stole it. If I was watching it for you, you know, and you tell me, or just bring it to me, or whatever, and I pick it, and this accident, I'm not obligated to pay. But stealing, no matter what happens to it, you have to give it back.
4 or 5 times.
Whatever.
4 or 5 times is only for animals, or anything?
No, that's only if you sell it. And okay. So now the Gemara has 1 second. If, according to Rab Shimon, you can acquire an Eved by picking him up, so the Gemara says, if that's the case, then you should be able to acquire a maidservant by intimacy. It's also like picking her up. So the Gemara says, no. It's a funny answer, but Gemara says like this: Kiko Amrinan, when are you do acquire a slave by picking him up according to Rab Shimon? When zeh nana v'zeh mitztayer, when the master has enjoyment, but the slave doesn't. What enjoyment does the slave have by getting picked up? But bia zeh nana v'zeh nana, both have enjoyment, the master and the shifcha kananis. So Gemara says, okay, shalai kadarka ma'ikalame. What happens if it's done in an unnatural, intimacy is done in an unnatural way where there's no physical enjoyment? So Gemara says, Amar avacha ba'adam b'dimenacha, man leim alon de lava no islu de tavayu. How do you know they both don't get pleasure from it? Maybe they do. V'ay, then another answer. Mishkevei ishaksiv. When the Torah speaks about having intimacy with women, the Torah says mishkevei plural, which means whether it's kedarka, the natural way of intimacy, or the not natural way of intimacy, the bottom line is, it's a kinyan. But, the Gemara says, when is a kinyan a kinyan? When it's zenana v'zem it's tired. When one has pleasure, the master has pleasure by picking up the evet because he acquires the evet. But the Eved doesn't gain anything by it. That's when you have a Kenyan. Because that shows subservience. If both are enjoying it, then there's no subservience.
But the Eved wants to be acquired by the person.
Doesn't matter. The Gemara is going to talk about that later in a different context, but not about
the
this.
The definition of being acquired is you don't like it.
Right.
So if there's any pleasure, then it's opposite of being acquired.
with Hagbah. Yeah. Listen, if an Eved sells himself, yeah, he also likes the idea. He's getting money.
Right.
But that doesn't make it not Kenyan because it's worse for just about Hagbah. Just about picking up.
There is a good Eved and serves the master with pleasure.
With pleasure.
So if an Eved doesn't want to be acquired,
Eved,
if an Eved doesn't want to be acquired, all he's got to do is when he's picked up, he just goes, yeah.
Yeah, but he doesn't have to get picked up. The other way is acquiring him.
the way of acquiring a male or a servant.
Same thing. Okay, now the Gemara continues with a very nice story. Rabbi Yehuda Endua, that was his name, from Ethiopia. Gesh en leyarshim havem. He was a ged that had no relatives. Okay? Because the Torah says, and there's a positive, en leyishgoyel, it's Rashi and Chumash. Ve'im en leyishgoyel, if a man doesn't have any redeemer because he has no relatives. So the Gemara discusses Rashi being down Chumash. How do you have a Jew that doesn't have relatives? Go back to Yaakov Avinu. We're related somehow. Oh, so the Gemara says, no, but sometimes a ger gets married and has kids, so then he has yorshim. Okay, this Rabbi Yehuda, the Ethiopian Rabbi Yehuda, didn't have any. He never got married, didn't have any kids, so he had no relatives. What's the din? So the din is if a ger that has no relatives dies, so who owns his properties?
The Kohen.
No. Free for all.
Is it?
Yeah, free for all. Hefker.
Not the
Kohen. No, that's if there's a field. And it's only, but the objects of a ged that has no relatives goes free. So what happens? Cholash to this Rabbi Yehuda became very ill. So all Marzutra l'shluya bay. Marzutra went be gechelim. You'll see how he's doing. Chazia the takav le al metuva. It's a very funny expression, but the Gemara says it means he was on the brink of death. Now this Rabbi Yehuda had an Eved Kanani. And Marzutra knew, if this guy goes, David Kanani is free. Okay?
Oh, right.
Right? So what did he do? He was smart. He told this Eved to do things for him that took him an extended period of time to do. Meanwhile, Rabbi Yehuda died, and he would acquire the Eved.
Is that legal?
Because Chazaka.
Is that legal?
Yeah, it's ownerless, so he's acquiring him from owner. One second. Amalei la'avdei. So Marzutra said to this Eved, you know something? Do me a favor. Shleifli mesana, take off my shoes, v'amtinil lebisu, lebesu, bring it to my house. Okay, what would happen? He had the Eved carry the which is a sign of chazaka, sign of ownership, and meanwhile, he was dying. So while he died, the second he becomes free for all, he's not really free for all because he's serving Marzutra. Right. So that's what happens. So now the question is, was this a big Eved or a little Eved? A gadol over bar mitzvah or under bar mitzvah? He said like this, Ika da Amri, some people say gadol have it. He was over the age of 13. We'll soon see.
What was the benefit of acquiring the Eved?
Marzutra wanted to get a free Eved.
Oh, I see. That's the whole idea.
What do you mean, that's the whole idea? You ever hear Jews getting something for free? No, it was if he was able to get a free Eved.
Well, if he didn't get someone else.
No.
Free for all.
No. No, but once the guy dies, he's free.
That's what I'm saying.
So who are you going to acquire him from?
Oh, he's free.
He's free. That means he's not an Eved anymore.
Okay.
Right? He's not an Eved anymore. So Marzutra, who knew how to learn, was smart. He told the Eved to do something for an extended period of time. That time, the Ger was dying. So Marzutra automatically acquired him before he became free. So some people say he was a Gadol. And therefore, as the Gemara uses the expression, Zapir Shlemisa, the Yehuda went to death. And Marzutra got a new life. He got a new Eved. And other people say it was a cotton. Right? And the Gemara says like this. Duloika Abishol. And not like Abishol's opinion. What does Abishol say? The Tanya says in the Braise, Gersha Meis, a convert who dies, right? And there's no Yorshim. Ubizabu Yisrael Nechosef. And the Jews appropriated his possessions. And the guy had, in other words, like this, the guy died, okay, and now that he died, people started deciding what to do with his property, right? The bottom line is, the second he died, the avodim are free. Forget the properties. The properties you can take care of. But the question is, if the eved goes out free, then he's a free man. Right? So it says like this. Avodim, ben gedolim, ben ktanim. Okay? Kanu atzman b'nei chayrin. They automatically go out free. Because the second the guy dies, they're free. Later you want to give out to divide the property, it's too late already. 1 second. Abishol Eimer, Abishol says no. Kdeilim, Kanu Atzma B'nei Chayrim. The second the guy dies, the adult Avodim go out free. The Ktanim, Kol HaMachzik B'am Zochubem. The first guy that gets him, gets him. Why? Because the kid doesn't have the ability to get his own ownership. So therefore he's still an Eved that doesn't have an owner.
Wow.
So whoever gets him, gets him. But if it's an adult, he's free. So the first opinion, and that's what Marzutra held, if he was a kid, that means Marzutra got him.
At what age is considered a kid?
Under Bar Mitzvah.
Even for
yeah, yeah, in this respect, yeah. But the Rab Abishol says no. If it's an Eved that's a Godol, he goes free. Because he acquired himself. A cotton, first guy that gets him takes him.
What? I have a question. If he's trying to acquire the Eved of Rabbi Yehuda, in the lifetime of Rabbi Yehuda, he needs his shoes. There has to be some type of...
No, he's acquiring him simultaneously with the death.
I have a good question.
He's getting with the death. I know what you're saying. But he's